Where would we be without them? Here in the studio, we have Professor George Stumble, the inventor of the reinforced jockstrap for clumsy tightrope walkers. Tell me, Professor, what were you before you were an inventor?
I was a tightrope walker!
With Mary Adams, Jeremy Brown, Jonathan Cantor, John Lloyd, and Griffith Rhys-Jones. Music by Nick Rowley, Nigel Hess, Julian Smedley, and Tim Bratton. It's...
Oh, no, it isn't. Oh, no, it isn't. Oh, yes, it certainly is. Oh, no, it isn't. Oh, no, it isn't. Oh, yes, it certainly is. Oh, no, it isn't. Oh, no, it isn't. Oh, yes, it certainly is. Oh, no, it isn't. Oh, no, it isn't. Oh, yes, it certainly is.
Hello? British Spiritualist Club, can I help you? No, I'm sorry, he died last month. Can I give him a message? Oh, you'll be seeing him yourself. Fine. Goodbye, sir. Yes, Miss Thrusty?
Are you seeing people now, sir?
No, I was seeing things earlier, but... Oh, sorry, I take your meaning. Who is it?
Mr. Fanshawe, sir. It's the new membership application.
Ah, yes, send him in. Ah, Mr. Fanshawe, how do you do? So you'd like to apply for membership?
Yes, I would.
Quick or dead?
Which do you recommend?
Well, dead's quicker.
Splendid. Of course, I am dead anyway.
Good. Miss Thrusty, would you bring me a membership form, please? Miss Thrusty, I've told you not to come in through the wall when I have someone with me.
Sorry, sir.
Thank you. Now, go out through the door, will you?
Yes, sir.
Miss Thrusty, come back. Now, open the door. Then go through it. That's better. Good. Now, you're familiar with the conditions of membership, are you?
Yes, I was reading them on the ghost train coming up.
Excellent. Now, do you just want to appear occasionally, or are you applying for the full ghost's license?
Oh, the full one, please.
All right. In that case, we'll have to give you a scream test. Mr. Fosdyke?
Yes, sir.
Would you manifest yourself in my office, please?
Yes, sir.
Ah, there you are. Now, Mr. Fanshawe, this is a little initiation test. If you can scare the pants off Fosdyke here, you're pretty well in. Mr. Fanshawe is trying for the full ghost's license, Fosdyke.
Yes, I've always fancied myself as a haunting, hooting, and swishing type.
Right, Mr. Fanshawe. Off you go.
Who?
Haunting, hooting, and swishing. Very funny.
Well, you seem to have passed that all right. Now, how about a drink?
Well, I don't touch the stuff normally. It goes straight through me. Still, perhaps just this once.
That's the spirit. Keeps body and soul together, that's what I always say. And you need to in my job, I can tell you.
Oh, do a lot of travelling, do you?
Yes, matter of fact, I'm abroad at the moment. Oh. Right, now, Mr. Fanshawe, this is your final test. Put your little finger on top of this glass, will you? And I'll do the same. Now.
I give up. You have the glass. I'll drink out of the bottle.
She's 65. She may need a shave, but
She loves to misbehave. Oh, it's fun to take my mother out for a drive. She's never been to Cheddar Gorge at 2:30 at night. She's never seen Stonehenge in the early morning light. That's a trip she'd love to make while she is still alive. Why don't you take her out for a drive? Oh, why don't you go out with Mother? One other thing I ought to tell you about. She's a little hard of hearing, so you really have to shout. And another thing, if she gets romantic the moment you arrive, I hope that you will make quite sure she's on the pill before you take my mother out for a drive. Then you can take my mother, my little grey-haired mother, for a drive in the countryside. Why? Take your father, your charming grey-haired father, your sexy grey-haired father, for a ride.
Go. Bid your mistress, when my drink is ready, she smite upon the bell. Come, let me clutch thee.
Ah! It was!
Doctor! Doctor!
Sigmund Pritchard of the Western Region is here to see you, sir.
Righto, send him in, Miss Rusty. Oh, Pritchard. I understand the 8:45 to Basingstoke was late again, Pritchard.
Yes, it may well have been, sir.
Yes, but this time it was very late. Very, very, very late. 3 days late, Pritchard.
Yes, well, we were having a tea break in the signal box, sir, and that kettle does take an unconscionable long time to boil.
What did you say, Pritchard?
I said an unconscionable long time, sir.
And what should you have said?
A bloody long time.
That's better.
I've been meaning to see you about that, sir. I want to put in for a vocabulary rise.
A vocabulary rise?
Yes, sir. I want to use words like existentialism on duty, sir.
Existentialism? In a signal box? It hardly seems relevant, Pritchard.
Existentialism informs all areas of life, sir.
Yes. But does it explain why the 8:45 to Basingstoke was 3 days late? The vast majority of the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra arrived at the Winter Gardens, Basingstoke, some 60 hours after a small number of their colleagues had delivered a spirited rendering of Beethoven's 5th Piano Quintet. An economical performance, said the Basingstoke and District Advertiser. Unfortunately marred by long periods of total silence. Colonel Jack Witherington Stokes was coming home to Basingstoke to die. He didn't make it, Pritchard.
British Rail makes the going easy, sir.
Thank you, Pritchard. Which brings us to another point. Passengers are requested not to use the toilets while the train is standing at a platform. The 8:45 to Basingstoke was in the station for 71 hours and 28 minutes.
Oh, can't we let it pass, sir?
That, unfortunately, is what a lot of people thought. Now, perhaps you would care to explain.
Well, it was existentialism that did it, sir.
Look, Pritchard, how many times have I got
to tell you? No, it was on account of not being able to use the actual word that it all happened. You see, I was trying to explain it to my mate Bob, and I had to do it by some sort of a charade.
A charade, Pritchard?
Yes. Well, to give him the basic idea of existentialism, I left all the points open over the entire Western region.
So it was you! Do you realise that your existential point system has caused hundreds of trains not only to be derailed, but to go leaping over each other like copulating caterpillars? The worst case
is that of the Exeter St. David's Express, which was involved in a multiple pile-up. On the M1, Pritchard.
Yes,
yes. Look, Pritchard, you were transferred to us from BEA because your structuralist radar system had caused 10 jumbo jets to land not at Gatwick, but here on Waterloo Station. Well, I thought that would get existentialism out of your system, but it appears not. You've been... Pritchard, who's your friend in the QE2? You look terrible.
Oh, do I, gee, thanks, so do you. You know, I'm so worried about my health.
Really?
Yeah, I'm sure I got galloping yellow fever and water on the brain.
Dear
yeah,
me.
And rickets and grumbling conjunctivitis, yeah. Oh. I just had to go see my doctor and ask him what was wrong with me.
And what did he say?
Well, I thought he said nothing. Gee, I guess I must be deaf as well.
Now, right-ho, Chipmunk Patrol. Gather around the campfire. Now, I'm afraid Scoutmaster Dingle and his woodland bunny rascals can't be with us to lead the sing-song this year, as they've all come down with tracker's nostril, not to mention grass in the moustache. So instead, we've got some chaps from the Big Smoke with a new scouting song. It's, Larry Litter and the Litter Bin.
Do you wanna touch my woggle?
Yeah!
Woggle!
Yeah!
Woggle!
Yeah!
Woggle!
Yeah!
Do you wanna touch my a woggle? Do you wanna touch my a woggle? Do you wanna touch my a woggle? Do you wanna touch my a woggle?
Let me hear you howl, lonely baby pal. Things don't seem so bent when you're camping in a tent. At the jamboree, you can dance with me.
Appeal to you tonight on behalf of the Association for the Propagation of the Universal Utilization and Comprehension of a Monosyllabic Vocabulary. One may indubitably maintain, with a high degree of veracity and little probability of provoking contradiction or other alternative response of a negative nature, that we have a problematic linguistic situation of a rapidly increasing intolerability upon our manual protuberances. This predicament, which has escalated during the period of a post-belligerent era, culminating in the present optimally functionalist socio-economic environment, may be categorized and defined as one in which the inclination towards augmentation by means of insidious increments of the pre-existent vocabulary to the detriment of customary and traditional formations of a monosyllabic nature has been increasing at an apparently inexorable and disturbingly energetic velocity. This has got to stop. We of the Small Word Club go in for one-bit words, for we think that they are more good than words that are more long. One-bit words are more clear to get, and to talk things can be with more ease with short bits than with long things. It's all of a mess when men try long words to be of use, and all is more clear when that, like I now say, is. To be sure, this day has more need than old days. Now men learn more. To get back to talking we words, like in the days of our foredads. So, we ask you to help us in our job by to send us cash. Please make checks and slips from the post shop by mail to pay to the Small Word Club, 2 10s and 1 2, stream across place for an ox street. The most big town in the land. To use one. Good evening. Evening. No. Good night.
With me.
I come for an audition as a BBC announcer.
Ah, when I look back to those days at my old public school, St. Crustace, nestling deep in the heart of Derbyshire swamp country. I was sent there because my father, an old crustacean himself, believed in discipline, sport, and manliness, and was a raving nutter. Yes, it seems only yesterday that the headmaster showed me round the school.
Ah, come in. Here are some new boys.
Hello.
And some old boys.
Hello.
And some news boys.
Ready or vanish.
And some tool boys.
Cucumber.
Oh, well, can't expect furniture to be intelligent.
Hello, headmaster. Are these the new bugs?
Yes, matron.
Well, I do wish you wouldn't let them crawl on the boys' heads. They'll get verrucas on their feet, and then they'll dirty the salad at lunchtime. Right then, boys, off with the trousers.
Not yet, matron. You have to have an excuse.
Well, watch out for matron, chap. She's as hard as a rock, so mind you don't bump your heads on her overhang.
All right, Hargreaves. What's the matter with you?
Hodgkin knocked all my teeth out with his larding bowl.
All right, lad. No need to blub. Keep a stiff upper lip.
Why, matron?
Well, you'll need it to bite with. Time for assembly. Off you go.
Now, welcome to Spavin's Tide Term at St. Crustace. Looking round, I see several new faces. Abundant proof that there is nothing that cannot be cured by plastic surgery. For your new chaps, I'd just like to say that we think like a rugger team. Work hard, play hard, and beat the hell out of each other. Now, there are only three rules here, and those rules are... Number one, no boy may at any time be offside. Number two, no boy may walk on the pebbles of Trundler's sward. And number three, everything else is absolutely forbidden. Now, as you know, my bark is worse than my bite. Only the other day I tore off the arm of the captain of Zoot Ball simply by going woof. But if I must bite you, I will bite you. Six of the best on the body.
Please, sir. Please, sir.
Later, Jeremy, later. I have to have an excuse first. Now, I shall hand you over to top progenitor for your scummies test.
Fruglitor progenitor, fruglitor admonitor. Right then, you scummies. If I get any chugger from you, you'll all be up on Captain Slope for trumpums, okay? Now, trugging. We don't have fagging at Crustace, as we consider it barbaric, but not barbaric enough for us. Now, every scummy is a trug until his unscundling test, when he becomes a glompo or freshmonger. Glompos are excused pulk, swillage, and treading the fell knurl. So, when I want a trug or a scummy, I shall shout, De Capito Mensa, which means that all you scummies have to get up, run down to the end of Big Hall, take off your college ponglers, and run back again. Glompos have to stand on their head and make a noise like a duck.
You mean when you shout De Capito Mensa?
No, all the time. De Capito Mensa! Right, you scummy, what's your snooker? Your name?
Smith, sir.
Smith? Smith! That's a pretty silly name. You're going to come in for some timble ponking over that one. Right, before we go out for the lard game, I ought to explain things. The headmaster's on top, under him are six housemasters, and under each master's a matron. And that's just in the holidays.
Please, sir, when may we see our parents?
Your parents may visit you on certain days of the year. The days are Whitsun, Fondler's Day, and Pongling Mass, and the year was 1485. So, now it's time for you to dibble in the large game in the annual Hrumpus on Swumbleton's part against St. Adfric's.
St. Adfric's into the Tumbrilly, I suggest we round off with a rousing chorus of the Crustacean's Pongling Song.
Long live the name of Crustace, its memory will ne'er grow dark. With the trog and the groves and the pongler, which we waved at the girls in the park. Oh, the punk and the donk and the swelpie, with our folk nulls a-dangling free. And a smack of the willow and leather, we were bored so we kicked the trees. Watching the cricket in summer, in the long grass that grew on the pies.
While down in the grass in the spinney, the little bees played with the flies.
We shall leave in a blaze of glory, a flame from the toes to the nape, and we'll go on ascending that ladder till the school buys a fire escape. Oh, in spirits our arms link together to keep us from falling around. Oh, the large game may part us asunder, by the food we shall always be bound. Dribbling and senile, we still seem to be in the hall. With crustacean education, we shall never get out at all.
In Oh No It Isn't, you heard the voices of Mary Adams, Jeremy Brown, Jonathan Cantor, John Lloyd, and Griffith Rees-Jones, and the music of Nick Rowley, Nigel Hess, Tim Brutton, and Julian Smedley. Written by Jeremy Brown, John Lloyd, Pete Spence, Adam Smith Adams, Chris Miller, Jim Eldridge, Howard Imber, Graham Dakin, Alice Crotch, Max Alcock, and Chris Langham. Produced by Simon Brett, and announced by the very wonderful Griff Rees-Jones.
Oh, no, it isn't. Oh, no, it isn't. Oh, yes, it certainly is. Oh.